6:53 at 580 CFRA, Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us. Good morning. So this is an American study, but I'm sure a lot of it can be extrapolated and transposed over to Canada, right?
Absolutely.
This finds that we are living longer, indeed. In the United States now, life expectancy is 78.5 years of age, typical life expectancy, male and women together, males and females together. That's up from 76.8, so almost 2 year increase in the past decade in how long we will live, but we're not going to live better.
That's right. And this is data that's pooled from multiple health sources. And what's disconcerting, Steve, is what we're seeing is chronic disease. The difference between chronic disease and acute disease is that acute disease lasts, you know, a few weeks, you get sick, or a couple of months, and then it goes away. Chronic disease stays with you pretty much for life. And the issue is that we're seeing chronic disease such as diabetes, hypertension, obesity changes, the resulting of the disease that results as a cause of those particular conditions increasing in younger people. In fact, you're seeing chronic disease occur in people around age 40 or 50, which means that diseases that you normally would not see for at least 25 years from that point, around age 75, are getting a 25-year jump. And when you have chronic illnesses that get a 25-year jump, they obviously have much more time to cause damage. And that's exactly what we are seeing. And the impact on the person's life, on the cost of taking care of people as those diseases progress and worsen. And by being chronic, they don't just stay the same for the 25 years. They get worse over 25 years. And so more and more resources have to go in to compensate for that. That this, again, is just another study that backs up a lot of other data. So it's not just one study that's saying, hey, look, there's a lot of chronic disease, something to think about. This is, we have to do something about this because it continues the trend of what is happening to us over time. Sure, you're living longer, but your quality of life is diminishing, and the cost is going to be something that right now we're having trouble affording. It's going to be impossible to take care of all these people later on.
So the message has to be somehow, let's get you to live better while you live longer.
That's right, and we are not doing that. In fact, we are doing the opposite. You have food companies that are just winding their way or weaseling their way into schools and having pizza days and junk food and advertising to children and incorporating a lifestyle in children that, against their parents' wishes, is now being considered normal. We eat outside of the house now more than we do. We don't exercise as much. And although it sounds, and just like you said, Steve, you don't want to be too grumpy about this. I don't want to be grumpy about this either. But the evidence is staring us in the face, and we do nothing. We don't regulate this. We don't do anything to stop what is actually happening to us, and we continue to create environments that will contribute to more disease and less, despite our best efforts to do research and to provide care. It's a tide that runs against us that is very difficult to stop by just hoping that others will take care of it for us.
Okay, thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome,
Dr. Barry Dworkin.